Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Wait till you guys see what she bought me. I mentioned it. I referenced it briefly last week. But she bought me a Danbury Mint statue of Aaron Judge. And this thing, I'm bringing it into our other studio, Rich, just so you could look at it every day.
I think you should bring it in here.
You got us. No, I can't, because I don't trust the vandals that work here at Fox Sports Radio. Someone will try to pimp this and sell it on eBay. This thing is monstrous. Now, keep in mind, he's 6'7", right, in real life? Aaron Judge. This statue.
It's to scale?
I'm telling you. My mom is like, Steven, I thought that would look so good on your desk. I'm like, I don't know if it's going to fit. Wait till you see this thing.
Is it the size of like a lamp?
Yo, it's big, dude. It's like, I have a little like Mariano Rivera statue. It's like a little bit bigger than an old school starting lineup. This Aaron Judge one is monstrous. And I love it. I do. I'm so pumped about it. But even my girlfriend was like, what are you going to do with that? I'm like, don't worry.
Oh, you know what that's her way of saying?
I'm going to take it out of the kitchen and bring it to the studio.
The kitchen.
Well, because right now I got nowhere to put it. Dude,
right now,
so
Aaron Judge is holding the salt and pepper.
She's like,
right now he's in the butter dish.
She's like, I didn't realize it was so big. I'm like, well, it is Aaron Judge. This thing is gigantic, dude. And, yo, she bought it before he broke the single season record and before he announced that he was staying with the Yankees. So my mom, like, was so nervous that this was going to be a meaningless present. But let me tell you how meaningful it is. I am so pumped to display it, get ready for baseball, bust out my new crisp baseball caps.
I don't know if you're being I don't know if you're being facetious or not.
I'm just telling you, my mom bought
me this thing. Are you genuinely excited? You're like, I got to be excited because my mom bought it.
Both.
So I'm going to say, like, when your girlfriend said, what are we going to do with this? That was like absolutely code for get this out of here.
How is he positioned? Is it like mid swing?
It's a full
Is it batting
swing.
Stance?
Look it up. Look it up. It's the Danbury Mint.
Hold on.
Aaron Judge, like, collectible.
Give me a price check on
it's
this.
It's fragile. You got to show it off to the entire neighborhood.
Dude, the thing is, I was going to see Rich and I do, before we do this afternoon
Based
show.
Based on the size of it, you should put it on your front lawn.
Aaron Judge. It's not even called it. It's called the Aaron Judge sculpture.
Is it like the size of like Magic Johnson outside of Staples Center?
An incredibly lifelike portrait sculpture of the Yankees' electrifying slugger.
Yeah, full swing. And it has like a gold. Oh, it has a golden like emblem on it and everything. 24 karat.
You must
gold,
have gotten
Steven.
A special. Like she must have like put
yes,
it.
Yes, she because, got a pre-order.
Yeah,
a long time
it
ago.
Doesn't come out until June 2023.
I told you she got it before he broke the single season record. She didn't even know if he was going to be a Yankee. Either way, you start busting out all your gear. You start getting ready for the season. It's that time of the year, baby.
Did you get the 22-karat gold-layered commemorative medallion accented with Judge's reproduced signature?
I did.
God, there's something so tacky about you.
Oh, I wish you would have signed with the Giants. Hey. Would you have done batting practice on it?
I don't know. Honest to God, I don't know. But I'll tell you what. If you guys are lucky, I'll bring it in here. So everybody has to look at it.
It's 8 inches tall. Well, let me do comparison.
Yeah, but on the
sand. 8 inches tall.
So double what? Okay.
Yeah.
fact of the stand, and the thing weighs about 20 pounds.
8 inches tall.
It's just so much bigger than the other ones that I've seen.
That's huge.
And we're talking about the sculpture here, everybody.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, it's that time of year. You're busting out your jerseys. You're getting ready for the season. Danny G, are you getting your Dodgers jerseys all freshly cleaned at the laundromat or what?
On Sunday, I brought one of my Dodger jerseys to the dry cleaner.
See, he told you, man. See, Rich don't live this life.
I'm glad to know. I thought you were joking.
Look at what is Danny rocking today, bro? A crisp
Dodgers hat on.
See, he don't get it, dude. I'm waiting, bro. My mom asked me. She goes, Steven, when are you going to display your Aaron Judge sculpture with the 24-carat medallion?
22-carat.
I said, Mom. On opening day, of course. Relax. I'm getting pumped. She's like, I knew you were, Steven. Anyway, when your mom loves you like mine does, Rich, you get cool gifts like that.
Other guys bet on themselves and it didn't work. Michael Conforto, who's now on the San Francisco Giants, who are playing the Yanks opening weekend. Conforto, who could have a big bounce back year, was offered over $100 million longer term deal with the Mets. And he's like, nah, I could do better. And no one else took a bite. No one else took a nibble. Ended up not playing a year, got surgery, and then he was back to free agency and signed like a one-year deal with the Giants.
So could it be as simple as Lamar Jackson's just overvaluing himself?
Well, the big holdup has been that guaranteed money, and that's why I brought up if he's representing himself, maybe he should have countered with a more reasonable number for that guaranteed money. He's holding out for what Deshaun Watson got, and no NFL team is going to do that.
Yeah, and he also, what else was in his contract that I thought was a little weird? Chick-fil-A Fridays and an espresso machine? It's like, come on,
he's got crazy demands.
Yeah, the demands are out of control. No, but I mean, just because, and man, I'm going to give him more props. Dan Byers' head's going to spin off. Mike that runs this place said...
I mean, Mike makes some great points.
No, he did during our pre-show meeting.
Because he's listened to my show on the weekend.
Maybe that's it, Dan.
Yeah, that's it.
Imagine Mike's just stealing all of Dan Byers' good points. He did say that, look around any company, iHeart, Fox, ESPN, ABC, any company, there's going to be people you look at. If you saw everyone's salaries, you'd be like, that person's overpaid. That person's underpaid. We can't just... The transparency of salaries in the NFL sometimes get people twisted because it's like, well, Deshaun's making this. Yeah, but you know what? He worked out that deal. Good for him. It doesn't mean you're going to get the same deal. You're just not. It doesn't work that way. You can't be. Danny G can't be like, well, this producer's getting this, so I want this. Like, that's just not how life works.
Have you been in radio long, guys?
I know.
It's a joke. Maybe it hits too close to home. I don't know. Nobody laughed.
Yo, we would never want to know what so and so makes.
I'll tell you what.
So every once in a while, we'll get an inside scoop, and we're always blown away.
Let's just say we had an inside scoop at one of our old employers, right? And someone's like, I got emailed something I shouldn't have got emailed. And they're like, I got a list of like, and they listed off like 10 on-air personalities salaries.
Yeah.
Half of them, Dan Byer.
Made me want to vomit.
Half of them, I'm like, how on earth are they making that? And the other half, I'm like, they're only getting paid that? So you'd be fascinated.
Sure, very touchy.
This is the same exact scenario. I agree with you, Rich.
It's just public.
But it's with the public knowledge of what they're making.
Imagine if at your company, let's say you work in a sales office, you're an accountant, it's tax season, you're busy as hell. Imagine if everyone in your company's salaries were not only public, but being discussed by other people. There's probably like weird competitive pressures.
I think 100%. It's, and I hate to say this, Rich, but I think it's the truth. It's a mixture of everything we're saying here. I think there was a lot of teams that weren't sure how serious he was, so why entertain this? Like you said, I don't want to be a pawn in your negotiation strategy. We're good. He's not going to leave Baltimore. So I think it was a little bit of that. We'll see maybe some teams start to bite now that he's made it very known that he requested a trade March 2nd. But I also think it's a little bit of him being overvalued. Him overvaluing himself, I should say. I think it's a little bit of all these things. And other teams a little hesitant because he's injury prone and because they don't want to give up a first round pick.
And Dan,
it's a little mix of all of that.
Yeah, and the other thing that I was just going to say on the other thing, it's apples to oranges when we talk about the NFL and other professions. You're right, you know, in terms of that. The NFL is also, you know, first of all, Lamar Jackson probably has millions of dollars from endorsements. You know, like there is something to being compared to other players because of how you play. There's also just the fact of winning and losing and what you cost and what you are really getting your money's worth, something that maybe you can't justify in the real world. So that does, the sports world is so unique in that way that it does become so much, you know, a part of the conversation where if we're talking about Lamar, we're not only talking about like what's in his bank account, but we also, you know, ranking him with Deshaun Watson. And are you better than that? Are you worth it? If your team's not winning well, is it because they're spending, you know, more than you? Sports is just so unique in that way that it is sometimes difficult to compare it to our everyday lives.
Dan, if you watch Last Dance, which we all did, the Bulls Jordan documentary, there was a big part of that where everyone's like, man, there were years that Scottie Pippen got paid peanuts compared to what other superstars and what he should have got. And you can tell at points that did not sit well with Scottie Pippen. When you're a big part of a winning system and you feel like you're not getting paid your part, I can
100%.
See that. And one last thought.
You know what's interesting too, though? Maybe this is just me, but I always think that Lamar Jackson is older than he is. I just do. He's been around. It feels like for a while because he's not part of the new class of quarterbacks. He's only 26.
Yeah, I think that. But you're right.
I feel like he's older than that. So yeah, I mean, you got to keep that in perspective too. He's still a young guy.
Now, one last thought because it all comes down.
He's got some years ahead of him.
We also have to worry about money and salary cap, right? Like, who's to say a lot of these teams, like, yeah, we've already sort of allotted our money to what we don't have it in us to spend $45-50 million on a guy. It's another factor.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Steve's point is interesting because I would argue that maybe he isn't as young as we thought. Because if you look at the running quarterback in the National Football League and how long do they last, Lamar's already 5 years in. 5 years from now, he's not going to be the same quarterback that he is right now.
Right. Yeah. There's a sense. I agree with you, Dan. Like, because there's a sense that he feels like an older 26. You know, with the wear and tear.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, if you're the Ravens to give all that guaranteed money over those 5 years, you probably don't care about year 6 and 7. You know, that's not the worry. It's years 8, 9, and 10 that are the ones that you're really worried about and not wanting to fully guarantee those. It's
interesting, man. Yeah. You know, because Covino's looking up the Patriots now. Mac Jones is 24.
He'll be 25 in September.
He feels like he's 10 years younger than Lamar Jackson.
That's my point.
It really does.
They're like a year and a half apart.
A year and a half apart.
Mac Jones feels so much younger than Lamar Jackson.
Mac Jones seems like a baby in
developing. In football years,
he is.
Right. Though, in football years.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you get
a
guy.
So maybe that's working against him a little bit. I don't know.
When you get a guy with the athleticism of a Lamar Jackson, do you almost have to categorize him? Like, you know how running back in his 30s is sort of like old news?
Yeah. No, it's part of the problem with this. Like, it really is. Like the Deshaun, the reason why the Deshaun Watson contract was so bad was not only was because it was fully guaranteed, not only was it to a guy who was, you know, accused of all those, you know, awful situations. Yeah.
He's a creep.
But it's also a guy who's had a couple of serious knee injuries. And so that's also like where if you're a, you know, Lamar's hurt. But, you know, the Browns had no troubles in giving, you know, Deshaun Watson the amount of money that he wanted with all of that. And that's what's also difficult for the Ravens now, too, because if Lamar is hurt, like it shows, you don't want to invest that. Browns had no problem with it. May benefit the Ravens because they're in the same division as the Browns. But other than that, that's why the owners are all mad.
And you know what? The Ravens, anytime players have requested a trade, if you look it up, Hollywood Brown, Orlando Brown, there's some big players that the minute they say, I want out, the Ravens are like, yeah, go ahead. So I don't think the Ravens are going to be like, no, Lamar, no. Right. I mean, it seems like Harbaugh's all in, but listen, there might be owners and people that say, listen, if you start vocally talking about how you want out of here, then good luck.
And the reason we're bringing this up today, the reason everybody's talking Lamar Jackson is because he went public on Twitter and he said, I want to first thank all of you for the love and support you consistently show towards me. All of you are amazing, and I appreciate your love so much. I want you to know not to believe everything you read about me. Let me personally answer your questions. In regards to my future plans, as of March 2nd, I requested a trade from the Ravens organization, for which the Ravens has not been interested in meeting my value. Any and everyone that's met me or been around me know I love the game of football, and my dream is to help a team. So he publicly went on Twitter and said that he requested a trade on March 2nd. So teams should be very well aware that he's serious about it now.
We shall see.
We shall see what happens.
We shall see.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and we want to thank you for listening. And as a way to say thanks, our balls are dropping now.
I love our balls.
Here's Danny G with all the details.
All you got to do is email us, crprizes@gmail.com.
That's crprizes@gmail.com. Type in that you heard Covino and Rich's balls drop.
My lover balls.
Monday's show, best of segment one. And just like that, you're in the running for one of our CNR Nerf footballs.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Can I tell you, I'm sort of happy that I'm a Niners fan in that their quarterback situation are two young dudes that haven't even come close to earning a big contract yet. And Sam Darnold, who's chilling in the backup role, just happy to be working with Kyle Shanahan and happy to be in the Bay. And these guys combined, I think if you combine Darnold, Trey Lance, and Brock Purdy, you're looking at like less than $15 million. So I'll be honest, that might be the way.
Wasn't there an update on Purdy today? He's the guy.
He's the guy. He's
goes back to our previous conversation about earning it.
John Lynch said
Anthony Volpe style.
When all is well, Brock Purdy's the guy. He quote earned it. When you think about, other than the NFC Championship game where he went down against the Philadelphia Eagles, did he not do everything and more that he was asked? He won every game. He started taking over for Jimmy G in Miami and just was undefeated until he hurt himself in Philadelphia.
And again, it's the importance of that rookie deal for quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Look at all the teams fighting over the top of the draft board right now.
Such a pattern.
It's the new pattern, Danny G. It's like, let's get a young quarterback, because if we could win within that first little, like that five-year window, we're golden.
Of course, the Chiefs are laughing at all of us.
Yeah, the Chiefs are like, yeah, we pay our guy. But then again, you know what? A lot of people say Mahomes took a really team-friendly deal at the end of the day. I know it sounds crazy, but to be the best quarterback in the NFL, and, you know, you could argue he's slightly underpaid. Raiders, were you thinking Lamar Jackson at all or no? I'm just curious, like, what's the temperature out there?
Oh, yeah.
The teams looking for a QB want Lamar Jackson?
The fans definitely did.
I think everybody's interested in a Lamar Jackson just for the right price.
If I told you Lamar Jackson, you're paying about $15 more million than you're paying for Jimmy G, so you got to do a little
salary. Not my money.
Yeah, you're doing a little salary cap adjusting, so you might lose a weapon, you might lose a lineman, you might lose some key players. But do you feel like the organization is in better shape with Jimmy G and money, or if they would have got Lamar Jackson?
They usually waste the money anyways, so I would have went Lamar Jackson because he's a game changer. In the AFC West, when it comes to quarterback, you need an elite quarterback. Jimmy G's a great quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the difference of a Lamar Jackson. That's where he does have value. He's a game changer. Like you said about the Patriots, he would make their average offense into a pretty good offense.
Truth be told, he would make their boring-ass offense.
Yeah, boring-ass.
Like, watchable.
No, he'd make their boring-ass team into something watchable.
I mean, you got to be honest. You watch the Patriots since Brady and, you know, I'm going back even a little far. You know, once, like, Gronk and Wes Welker
that really
and
is
Edelman.
Value,
once that team that won all those championships was gone, that's been a boring-ass team to
boring-ass
watch.
Boring-ass team.
All right, Super Rossidi, make it snappy in Detroit. What's up, my friend?
What's up, kids?
Hey, man.
When I say kids, I mean like in a New York sense. What up, kids?
What up, kid? What's up?
I gotta put the S on it so it sounds like, you know what I'm saying, I'm a professor talking to my class. What's up, kids?
What up?
So today we're going to learn that we can't forget about Kaepernick. Before I talk about Lamar Jackson, let me say this about Kaepernick. Black people or a lot of black sportscasters and people of color need to start putting out their black GMs. People of color need to give Kaepernick a fair tryout.
I think Kaepernick played himself by calling out his parents recently.
Yeah.
His parents who raised him.
Man, will you stop trying to bring up every other excuse?
You're bringing up Kaepernick out of nowhere.
You're bringing up Colin Kaepernick. Is this 2015?
Because he was blackballed and it will not be left alone. He was blackballed.
He got paid and he got paid for it though. He did get paid.
But look, he's just not good enough to play.
There are black GMs in the league that need to give him a tryout. Now let me get to Lamar Jackson.
Wait, hold on. Super City, real quick. Didn't the last time there was some type of tryout, he got all particular about him wanting to run the way it was, and who's involved, who's not. Like, you know, he wasn't in the position to call the shots, and he got all bossy. Don't you remember that?
Yes.
That one time, and that was it. Are you kidding me? They gave him one.
Dude, time moves on, bro. That was a long time ago, bro.
Yo, Rossidi, I'm a Niners fan. I'm a Niners fan. I had a Kaepernick jersey. I never hated on the guy. He pushed his luck.
You know how ridiculous you sound? There are 32 teams in the league. That man deserves a tryout.
Nah, bro, you're living in the past, man.
A fair tryout.
Yo, time went on.
One of them. He stood for police injustice, and I'm so sick of people like individuals that want to make up every excuse. This man took a knee for police injustice, brutality, and then they want to blackball him, bro.
All right, well, answer me this. Hey, Super City,
I don't think he's the answer to anyone's problem in the
Super
NFL.
Super City,
right,
real question. If you want to talk about black quarterbacks in the NFL, who do you think deserves a real shot more? Cam Newton, who's saying that he deserves it, or Colin Kaepernick?
Cam Newton, because he's actually... 30, you know,
it's 32 teams, so stop it. Both of them can have a tryout.
But Cam Newton's actually showing up.
It's not up to you two. It's up to black GM. Can you understand?
Yeah.
Black GMs can give him a tryout.
Now, if there's a black GM that doesn't give him a tryout,
Rossidi doing his own show today.
What does that say to you, Rossidi? If even African American GMs are like, yeah, no thanks. What is that saying?
No one's hating on Colin Kaepernick. Dude was electric.
Listen,
I loved watching him play, man.
I'm all about people getting a chance. And even a second chance, depending whether or not you love
him. It's called ring rust. You know, he's not immune to it. To think that he could come out and play at a NFL level right now, you're out of your mind.
All right, well, the Super Rossidi Show needs to go to an update with Dan Byer. What's up, Dan?
What's up, Dan?
Was that a new segment thought of by the guy who doesn't run this place, Mike Lingard? I'm just curious. That was the case. Okay, a lot of Lamar Jackson today.
All right, for sure.
But there's also some Aaron Rodgers, and now there's even more Aaron Rodgers.
Packers
general manager Brian Gutekunst, meeting with reporters at the league's meeting, said today that there's no timetable to trade Rodgers, and the team doesn't necessarily need a first-round pick for the quarterback. But Gutekunst also said that they tried to reach out to Rodgers multiple times in the offseason, but they couldn't reach him, saying that his inability to respond to calls forced their team to reach out and see if other teams were interested in a possible trade.
He was doing ayahuasca with Jake Paul.
Right? It also contradicts, though, Rodgers' story of coming out of the darkness and saying that he heard that teams were trying to trade, that he didn't hear anything. I don't know if it was maybe just in the 3 days of the darkness, Green Bay tried to reach out to him. Don't know if it's going to be a semantics deal, but that's the Packers side compared to what Rodgers said was he was told that he could take all the time he needed, but then he came out of the darkness and found out that the team was shopping him. And Gutekunst said that shopping isn't the appropriate term. They just reached out to other teams to see if they were interested in Rodgers. So you can take that for what it is, but that's what the Packers GM had to say. As for Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, yeah, requested that trade on March 2nd. NFL Network says that he and the team, though, have had contract talks as recently as last week. You were talking about the Niners. John Lynch calling Brock Purdy the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to that quarterbacking race. And in the NBA, Sixers center Joel Embiid going to miss tonight's game against the Nuggets because of a calf injury. Mavs guard Luka Doncic will be available for tonight's game against the Pacers. His 16th technical of the season was rescinded. Oh, one more thing. You guys hear about Mike Trout? He's teaming up with Tiger Woods and Tiger Woods' design team to build a golf course near the hometown of the Angel Star in New Jersey.
Wow.
Yeah, Trout National, the reserve, expected to open in 2025.
I'll tell you what, the WBC, I think, works some wonders for Trout. I think he's way cooler than I thought he was before.
Sure.
You got to see him in a moment that mattered?
In some moments that mattered and just outspoken. And you saw what he could be as an ambassador for baseball.
And as a golf fan, his drive at the Topgolf is one of the best sports highlights in all of sports and how he crushed that.
No, you're right.
Yeah. Man.
By the way, Dan, did you see, you know how people love Topgolf? They're speculating on doing like a baseball version of that.
No,
just
I didn't
taking
see
swings.
That.
Oh,
really?
That'd be great. Yeah. Like a batting cage, but like instead of the nets. Like
look
you can
it up.
See, you can see your ball goes like 300 feet.
They've got some of those in Jersey. I saw it on The Real Housewives of New Jersey a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
Dead serious. It was a place where you could, hit, balls in the batting cages,
man.
And have drinks. And
I love it.
Yeah, the only
whatnot.
Bummer about the batting cage is that, it goes to the net and you're like, oh, would that have gone, how far would that have
sure.
gone? By the way, Dan, how cool would it be if Mike Trout and Ohtani were on the same team, huh? Have you seen that meme?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, of course.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. Or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game winner ever made. Remember you said you never see me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game. Game.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
And the celebration for San Diego State on the right side lets everybody know that they are not even going to continue this ball game. It is over. The San Diego State Aztecs, for the first time in program history, will head to the Final Four. They will take on FAU in Houston.
You know, that's courtesy of Westwood One. SDSU Final Call. San Diego State wins 57-56 and advances to its first Final Four. It's the progressive play of the day.
Sounds fun in theory that three brand new teams in the Final Four, but I think for ratings, I think CBS is probably like, oh no.
Yeah. You know what we're going to see? I already thought about this. Again, like Rich said, three first timers in the Final Four. They're going to realize that ratings could take a hit because no one's really going to be. Well, they're not sexy names, right? So they're not going to be tuning in. They're going to have to find the stories behind the stories now even more so to get people pulled in.
They're already doing that. But I'm saying think about
even
it.
More so.
You're a year removed from Duke, UNC, and the winner played Kansas. Like, you had, like, the, you know, we're talking about the teams that everyone knows. I mean, Florida Atlantic and San Diego State could be a great game. So the game has to deliver, and you're right, there needs to be additional backstory buildup until Saturday.
Right. We don't know the American Idol sappy story of all these players. We don't know the Voice or America's Got Talent backstory about someone's dad who's fighting for their life and they're playing for that guy. Yeah, we don't know that stuff.
We need a little something. Right. Give me something.
They're going to give it to you to make sure you're invested.
And I saw that... We got a call from Mike in SoCal. Let's go to Mike. We are live from the TireRack.com studio. He had a response to Rasite, who called up saying that Rasite calls every so often saying that Colin Kaepernick still needs a chance. And
Dude, that was 2016, man.
Yeah, it's been
a minute. You think you could just hop out there and play with the best, missing all those years? You're out of your mind.
What's up, man?
Appreciate you taking my call. Yeah, I just got two words for that last caller. His name's Blaine Gabbert. Colin Kaepernick was replaced by Blaine Gabbert, not because of Colin Kaepernick, what he was doing. He got replaced because he was playing poorly. Everyone wants to remember the Kaepernick that went to a Super Bowl, but they don't want to remember the guy that threw 9 touchdown passes versus like 18 interceptions. It's the same people talking about Cam Newton making a comeback, who he also hasn't been good since 2015.
You know what?
And the one thing that those three quarterbacks have different is Blaine Gabbert was still on an NFL roster last year.
You know,
so people need to stop with Kaepernick.
Mike, just to give perspective, the year Kaepernick went to the Super Bowl, I'm a Niners fan, so I know this is all very clear to me. I was at the game when Beyonce knocked out the lights with her booty shaking.
She knocked the power out.
I was there in New Orleans.
Actually, I heard you tripped over the court like a bozo.
Don't tell people that.
Yeah,
story.
That's the real story.
No, but we forget. We love to say, oh, Kaepernick's not in the league. He went to the Super Bowl. You know who the starting quarterback for the winning team that beat Kaepernick? Joey Flacco, and he has been long since designated to backup status. In fact, third string for the Jets last year. So, hey, listen, people have their time, and sometimes it's not your time anymore.
Oh, and Kaepernick had some good time, and he was an electric player for sure.
I have a 30-second hypothetical to walk out the door with.
Go ahead.
Sam Darnold said he's super excited to be part of the Bay Area.
Okay.
Wants to play with Kyle Shanahan and loves the team.
You want to hear that?
No, here's the thing. Because he's a competitor, deep down inside, do you think Sam Darnold wants Purdy's injury recovery to have a slip-up? And do you think deep down inside he's hoping that Trey Lance sucks it up in off-season, you know, workouts? Like, do you think, of course, you play to play, right? I mean, so do you think Sam Darnold's thinking, if I played for that Niners team, I would look great?
Are you saying deep down inside, deep down inside, Sam Darnold
is hoping that everything explodes and he gets a chance? Because I think even Sam Darnold, with that offense,
you never want that bad karma. So you're never rooting for anyone else's injury, but you know you are rooting for that opportunity to show what you could do.
And Sam Darnold's thinking, I can even do it there. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
We will see you in the promised land.
Have a great Monday night.
Goodbye.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.